Phibbs in Action, reflections and stories from the Phibbs Conservatory and Botanical Gardens Botany in Action Fellows, discussing herbs from around the world.
My name is Naomi Miller. I am a second-year PhD student at Lehigh University in the Department of Earth and Environmental Science. I am a community forest ecologist, and I specifically study invasive species and how they interact with disturbance in Pennsylvania's forests. And the herb I want to talk about today is Jack in the Pulpit, or Aracema triphyllum. There's a little debate about whether it's one species or five or three, but the one that I spent my time with, we called Aracema triphyllum. Jack in the Pulpit is an understory species, so it really likes dark, shady woods, and it's not usually mad if the soil is a little bit moist too. So you might find it like down by a stream or in some nice shady woods underneath some other shrubs, somewhere that's nice and cool and dark. You are looking for what looks like three leaves. Three leaves kind of in the shape of a clover, but they're pointed. It is just three leaves on one stalk, and they're kind of flat, so they've made sort of an umbrella. And if you look closely, you'll see that the veins don't reach the edge of the leaf. There's a little border, so that's like a really distinct characteristic. So you'll see the leaves in as early as maybe like April. And then during late May, early June, perhaps, you'll see the spathe. So it's not a flower in the typical sense, but next to the stalk with the leaves on it, it'll send up another stalk. And then if you think about like a pitcher plant and that tropical sense, you'll come up with sort of what the spathe looks like. So it's this little sheath of plant tissue. And the Jack in the Pulpit is the spadix, quote. It's this little stick with the flowers inscribed inside of it. So what everyone calls the flower, the bloom, is just the house for the flower. In maybe July-ish, after those flowers get pollinated, you'll end up with these bright red berries. And you super do not want to eat them. They have some calcium oxalate crystals in them that will give you a very bad time. So there are male and female plants, so you need to have both of them in the forest if they're going to be able to pollinate. And they are pollinated by gnats, like fungus gnats. So if you get really close, if you get on your knees and smell a Jack in the Pulpit spathe, it might smell a little fungal, might smell a little mushroomy. And that's what attracts these little gnats to it. And they climb in there thinking they're gonna get like a nice taste of like some rotting meat or something. And then they'll crawl around on those little flowers on the stalk and pollinate it. My first interaction with Jack in the Pulpit happened this summer during my fieldwork to look at canopy gaps and invasive species and how they exist within the space and time of a light gap. And so we needed to go look at these light gaps and see what species were there in the understory, or what was the understory before the tree fell. And one of the natives we kept seeing was Jack in the Pulpit. Everything that I didn't know, we had to identify, we had to figure it out. So it was Newcomb's Wildflower Guide. Thank you, Newcomb. It just became this like lovely recurring character that we would see. Sometimes the only native plant we would find in one of our 36 plots was Jack in the Pulpit. It became a friendly face during a very difficult summer, a difficult and kind of disenchanting summer. We're seeing all of these invasive species all over the mountain. But then there's Jack in the corner under a bush. Like, oh, good. At least he's here.
Herbs in Action is a collaboration between Phibbs Conservatory and Botanical Gardens and the Saturday Light Brigade, and is made possible by the Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation, dedicated to educating the community about the many benefits and uses of herbs.